Mostly I read novels, and if not novels, then short stories. I read fiction. And I read in pursuit of a pleasure that's almost as old as I am. I read in order to be taken somewhere. That somewhere can be anywhere. And the vehicle is not quite the book, and it's not quite my imagination. It's where the book and my imagination come together, which happens in the white space around the words. Just lately in my teaching, I've been using this phrase, white space, quite a lot. It seems with so much student work that there are just too many words. My students are cluttering the page, over-explaining, over-describing, suffocating the prose, and leaving no room for the reader. My hunch is that this is born out of a lack of confidence. The student distrusts their own abilities to evoke a fictional world, and so they add in more and more detail. But they also distrust their reader, and so they add in more and more words of explanation. And this has the paradoxical effect of crowding out the reader. The more words there are, the less space there is for the reader's imagination. So I counsel my students to economize, use fewer words, withhold as much as they reveal, imply as much as they explain, leave some more space around the words. Because if the reader is invited in, allowed to join the dots, make the inferences, supply in their own imagination what is suggested but not spelled out by the text, then they'll experience the work more fully. This, I think, is what we mean when we talk about getting into a book. We connect most of all with those books that invite us in, which allow us to become imaginative partners in the experience of the book. That's certainly what I want most of all from a novel, and what I've always sought in my reading, that sense of entering into another world, which is also, for the duration of the reading experience, my own world. And once I'm in, I find I don't want to leave, and yet I must leave, repeatedly. I must put the book down for fear of finishing too soon, or finishing at all. Paradoxically, this means that the books I most enjoy, the ones I really love, are the ones I take the longest to finish. I keep putting them down, or stopping almost before I've begun, so that the experience will last longer. The other side of this, which I'm almost ashamed to admit, because it did once feel like a sacrilege, is that I very frequently give up on books. Increasingly, I give up on books. If they haven't grabbed me by page 50, if I'm not inside them by then I leave them. These days my reading life is scattered with books I haven't finished because I don't want them ever to finish, or simply because I can't find my way into them. I can't find enough room for my imagination in the white space between the words.